Moni Rabbi Sai, our limud of halacha every day is a zchus for the refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, Yishtava refuah Shlema, Bekor B'Soch Shoch Holy Yisrael. So I think Roni started yesterday with an introduction to Parsha Zochar. The reason why we line Parsha Zochar in public is because there's a lav, that there's an assay and a lav. There's the assay of Zochar Eis Hashem Osol Lecho Amalek, to remember, and the love of Lo Tishkoch, that thou shalt not forget. And Vibalt says Zochar and Lo Tishkoch, therefore Chazal instituted a special Shabbos when we line the Parsha, and that's the reason why we line the Parsha of Amalek from Parshas Kiseitse, and not the Parsha of Amalek that we line on Purim from Parshas B'Shalach, is because we've got the Zochar in it and the Lo Tishkoch. What does that mean? So the Mefoshim say as follows. The Mefoshim don't say this, but I say as follows. I once heard a phone in on LBC, in which a man phoned up, and he said as follows. He said, "I am a pharmacist, and I've been working for the last 23 years alongside a Muslim colleague." He said, "And we became the best of friends." He said, "He's the loveliest person. He's got a lovely wife. He's got lovely children. He came from Pakistan as an immigrant, I don't know how many years ago. He's brought up his children in this country, and his children, one of them is also a pharmacist, and one is a lawyer, and one is an accountant. They've all got degrees, they've got families, and we've become very, very close. We work alongside each other for 23 years in the same pharmacy, and we've become very close friends, and so has the family become close friends. That we attend each other's simchas, you know, they don't have bar mitzvahs, but whatever they have, and the weddings of the children and that sort of thing, whenever there's an occasion in one of the families, then the whole of the other family turns up. We become really, really close-knit." He said, recently he said, we were having a conversation, and we were just chatting. And he said to me, "You know," he said, "it's a wonderful thing." He said, I came to this country as an immigrant so many years ago. Said, "And the country has welcomed me, and I've been able to set up a family, and I've got a career, and I've got a good income, and I've brought up a beautiful family. I've got children, and I've got grandchildren already." He said, "I'm so proud and I'm so pleased." He said, "The only thing that I regret is that I've become soft as a result of the culture here in England." He said, "I've become weak, and my children have become soft." He said, "The truth is," he said, "if I would hold by my beliefs," he said, "then at the first opportunity, I would murder you, and I would murder your wife, and I would kill your children." He said, "Because you all know about Muhammad, you all know about Allah, you all know about Islam, and yet you reject it. You know of it, but you reject it," he said. "So you're not deserving of life." He said, "But unfortunately," he said, "I've become weak." He said, "I've got this English culture in me." He said, "And my children won't do it either. My children are not prepared to." He said, "They should also want to kill all the Christians that they mix with, who know about Islam and who won't accept it." He said,
"Kill them."
The Torah is telling us, Zocha es asher socho amolek, and lo tishkach, that if you here in England, with all your English culture and your Jewish culture and Leuter Tzach, etc., would meet somebody who you would know 100% without any doubt, confirmed by DNA and every other test in the world, that this person is Amalek, you're supposed to be prepared to take out a gun and shoot him. You're supposed to be able to do that. You need to. The Torah tells you every day, we'll make a Parsha Zocha, and we'll have a Purim, and we'll line Vayova Amalek on Purim, and we'll keep the memory alive, but not just as a memory of something that happened a couple of thousand years ago. The memory is alive, ad kadei kach, that I am prepared to go out and timcha ezecha Amalek. I would be prepared, personally, me, I should be prepared to murder a person in cold blood if I knew for sure that he was an Amalek, whether he was an adult or a child, even a baby who'd done nothing wrong. And that's the feeling that we ought to have. That's what this Muslim was complaining about. That's what he hasn't got, because we've all got the, you know, we're soft.
But does Amalek mean a tribe or an ideology? We don't really know what Amalek is.
But a descendant of Amalek, right? Yeah. I saw recently that there are scientists who claim to have discovered the place where the Red Sea parted. Yeah. So if on the other side there was Milchemes Amalek, and we would find the grave marked Amalek, and you'd be able to take a DNA sample and confirm, right? And confirm that I'm not going to mention any names, but the person sitting over there is actually, you think he's a Frumma Yid and he's a descendant of Amalek. Yeah? You should be prepared to take out a knife and murder him. Yeah? It's very, I mean, that's the way we ought, that's what we're being told to do when it comes to Parsha Zocho. Keep the memory alive, keep his hatred alive in your mind. Ad kedei kach, as timcha ezeich Amalek mitachas ha-shamayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears, ein shemoy sholem, ve'ein kisoy sholem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kaviyochel incomplete, ad she timcha ezeich Amalek. There might be conditions, there might be halachas. I don't know.
Every day now.
What?
It doesn't apply now. Only applies.
I thought it doesn't apply now because we don't know who it is, because we can't identify. Right? Because there might be other conditions. Is it only a mitzvah? It's one of the mitzvahs that a king was given when they went into in Eretz Yisrael. One of the mitzvahs of going into Eretz Yisrael. The three mitzvahs, one of them is to be moicha zeich amolek. But is it a halacha, you're asking whether it applies only in Eretz Yisrael? But later, I'll look it up, I'll find out for tomorrow.
There must be Gedorim
Mecca.
You know, it's a very rare
Shabbos. There will be Gedorim, yeah, Moishi. But the bottom line will be that if you've got somebody somewhere in the world, let's say it's in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, but even if it's your Moshe Mashiach, Mashiach comes tomorrow. Yeah, and in 2 days' time, you're in Eretz Yisrael and you've got an Amalek in front of you confirmed.
It's a very interesting concept because it flies against the nature that most of us.
That's it. Yeah, sorry.
Started at the Torahway, Northwest London, Tuesday, Kof Zion Shavat, 25th of February. Reb Yanki Wiesenfeld Shlita, Smichas Asherei Lekadosh, Part 1. This week's service is sponsored by Family Frankel. If I had some mitzvah of Yitzi Frankel, Neriola, Shabbos, Yehit Rotzen, Chisko, Herod, Skin, Rachas, Mimena, Mikol Yotzeh, Hora Tehem, Lizchus, Tashvoy, Macha, Yolim, Bamel, Chomo, Shach, Zul, Voltehem, Lisholem, Bimeiro.
Amen. Okay, so first of all, I want to thank Dudi and Josh and you, dear listeners, for the opportunity to give respect and cover to my father, Zechor Levracha, Reb Yitzchok Ben Reb Yaakov. Today is his 13th Yortzeit. Zechoso Yogin Aleinu. So about 4 months ago, and about 10 to 15 meters from this place where I'm standing at the moment, we were learning Mishnah Berurah Dirshu with Reb Geshen Dunna. Hilcha Shabbos, Simon Reish, I've written Reish Dalad, I think it was Reish Pei Dalad. And I asked him a question, and he said he didn't know the answer on the spot, but he said he'll try and find out, like just happened in the Halacha Shir, Legava Hilchas Amalek. Yeah, he said, I'll find out. Anyway, the next day I asked him, he said he still didn't know. He said, I'm still not sure to the answer. He said, I suggest you give a Torahway Shir on the subject. That's what he said, tongue in cheek. So Rabbi, so here I am with a Torahway Shir on the subject. I've had a lot of help for two reasons. For one reason which led to the other. First of all, Rabbi David Zulzbacher, who's one of our really good Magide Shir here in Torahway, gave a Shir on the subject in Monks, and I've heard the Shir. And he brought down a tshuva that was written by Dine Osher Westheim, Zeichet Livrocha, also on the same subject, which was published in the Kol HaTorah. And I've read the tshuva as well. So obviously I'm indebted to them. My mekoyos and my sources, if you like, come from them. That's the base material for the shir. It's a simple matter on halacha. It's a subject that we're all familiar with. No prior knowledge is necessary, and you'll find it easy to remember, especially if we're continuing to another shir on the same subject, you'll have no problem remembering it. Let's have a look at, as a hagdoma, to our davening on Shabbos or Yom Tov or the Yomim Noiroim from Kriyas HaTorah onwards. So we take out a Sefer Torah, and I'd like you to think of the period after that in three sections. So chelik number one is Chotzah Sefer Torah. We take it out of the Oron HaKodesh. We line the parsha, whichever it is, from the Torah. And then we have the Haftorah, and we have Birchas HaTorah. And then we finish Baruch Atah Hashem, after the brachas of the Haftorah, Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael, V'Hazmanim, V'Yom HaKippurim, V'Yom HaZikoren, whatever it is. That's section one. So we finish Kriyas HaTorah and the Haftorah. Then after that, we get busy with a whole load of things which we're going to run through. I've tried to make a list of all the things that we do afterwards, and you'll probably catch me out and remind me that there are other things as well. But we'll run through it in a moment. Yeah, until Ashrei. And then that's period number two, if you like. That's category number two. It's from the end of Haftorah till we say Ashrei. And the third section is going to be after we've said Ashrei until the Chatzi Kaddish before Musaf. Okay, so it's basically, it's Kriyas HaTorah, Haftorah 1. Section 2 is up to Ashrei. And section 3 is going to be after Ashrei up to Musaf. So let's have a look at what we do from the Haftorah until Ashrei. We say Yukum Purkon twice, two Yukum Purkons, and then we have a Mishabeach for the Oiskim Batoche Tzibo Be'emuno. In, I think Nusach Sfad, I don't think Nusach Ashkenaz says Kol Keli V'Goyali on Yom Tov. Right? You don't say it in Nusach Ashkenaz. What? On Yom Tov?
Yeah.
Rabbi
Levenberg
used to say it in his minyan. I don't know whether Nusach Ashkenaz says it, but there's a Kol Keli V'Goyali. It's a piyut which is said in Nusach Sfad.
Sfadim don't do Yukum Purkon at all.
They don't do Yukum Purkon.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Sfadim don't do it. Kol Keli V'Goyali. Sfadim. Do they do Kol Keli V'Goyali? I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Then there's the Mishaberach of the Tosis Yontif, which they say in some shuls every Shabbos. And in some places they say it's on every Rosh Chodesh Benchon. Reb Chaskel is the chazan for the Mishaberach of the Tosis Yontif. Lechol mi she shoyme piva l'shoyne shelo yodava be'es ha'tfila uve'es. What's called, that was the tefillah that the Tosis Yontif was masakin. And they say it in public in some, what's called. Followed by, and again, in not in every shul, but in some, He who giveth salvation unto kings and dominion unto princes, right? We have a Mishaberach for the Shloim HaMalchus, for the Shalom of the Malchus. Then followed by a Tefillah for Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael, which is said in many shuls. And there is a Tefillah for the Chayalim, for the soldiers and for the Cholim amongst them, and the people who've been injured, etc. The Tefillah for the Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael and the Chayal Eretz Yisrael in some shuls they say, some shuls they don't. But these are all things that are said after Kriyas HaTorah, after Haftorah, and before Ashrei. I think universally, for those who say it. And then there's Bevochen HaChodesh, right, once a month, apart from before Tishri. So 11 times a year, or 12 times a year, depending on the year, that we do Rosh Chodesh Benchon. Then, in those shuls, now we're in Nusach Ashkenaz, Kelmel HaRachmims, for those people who've got Yortzeit the following week, right? For those people who've got Yortzeit during the coming week, and there's a minig in many shuls that they say Kol Mal Rachmi. Do they do it, monks?
Not in the morning.
You do it Musa. You do it Mincha. Some places they do it Mincha. In Grove Lane, where I grew up, they did it in Shachris after Ashrei. I remember one guy came in, never seen him in shul before. Yeah, but he came in beforehand and he said, "I want you to say the prayer for my wife." Yeah, why? Because she died this week. It's a Yortzeit, yeah? So the Gabba said, do you know her name? He said, yeah. He said, Doris Bas Fanny. He knew straight away, Doris the daughter of Fanny. Yup, okay. But the Baisai came in, and they used to say Kemal Rachmim. But even if you don't say the Kemal Rachmims in Shachris, but on Yontov you do say Yizke, in the same position, right? And the Yizke with the Kemal Rachmim, in the same position, and we're still now before Ashrei. And then every Shabbos, apart from the happy ones when we don't have to, we've got Avarachmim, Shreichim, Eroimim. Yeah?
Every Shul, every Shabbos. Monks do every Shabbos.
You say Avarachmim?
Avarachmim every Shabbos.
Yes.
On a regular Shabbos? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, but those, I say we're just picking.
Every Shabbos. Except for.
You say it on every Shabbos except when there's.
No tachnon,
yeah, when there's no Tachnon, Arba Pashias,
no,
when there's a Chosin.
They say
it on the Arba Pashas. Yeah. Okay. Kol Echod Lefim in Hogoi. But these are things that we install into the davening, after lining, but before Ashrei. Okay? Then there's a Misha Berach for those who are going to fast Bahab. Right? There's Sheni v'chamishi v'shedi, which comes after Pesach and after Sukkos. And those people who have a minig that they keep the Tarnis and they say the Slichas of Bahab afterwards, there's a Misha Berach, which is said in public, for those who are going to be Mesana, Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. And there are two minhogim who went to say it. According to the Shari Rachmim on the there's one sefer called the Shari Rachmim on the Aderes, the time for saying it is before Ashrei. Right, we'll come to it in a minute. We'll speak about it afterwards. What? We're coming to that as well. Okay. But at the moment, there are minhogim where it is said before Ashrei. And the final thing that I've got on my list, unless I've left something else out, is it's brought down in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Aleph, a mila on Yom Kippur. If there's a bris mila on Yom Kippur, right, and we had one in our shul, I think, last year or the year before, yeah, where, and it was in a private house, and everybody had to go out of shul, go to the mila, and come back again, yeah, that's before Ashrei, that's brought down, the Eli Rabba says, in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadi Aleph, that if there's a mila b'Yom HaKippurim, then that is done before Ashrei. Okay, so now we've come to Ashrei. As far as I know, I've got a list of 13 things which are installed, yeah, before Ashrei, on a regular Shabbos or Yom Tov or Shoni Yom Kippur. Now, then, what about section 3? From Ashrei until Kaddish before Musaf. So what do we have there? According to Levush and the Prima Godim, and now I hear Kach HaMinegi monks, there's the Misha Berach for the Misanim of Sheni V'chamishi V'sheni. They do it after Ashrei. In Tiferes Yisrael, by Rabbi Weinberg, they say now, since the crisis in Eretz Yisrael, they say, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanasuni Batzora V'ashivyo, they say Barabim, just before they return the Sefer Torah, before Yehallelu. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there was a minig, shenishtar vev haminig, a very common minig, and we'll look at the Mishnah Berurah in a minute. There's a common minig around to make a Mishnah Berach for Choylim, a Mishnah Berach for Choyle. It says the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. We'll see what the Mishnah Berurah says about it in a minute. We all say, Yehallelu es Shem Hashem ki nizkov shmoy levadoi, hoidale es shemoyim, yeah, mizmo ledovid o ledovid mizmo, uvenucho yoima, yeah, chazen and the choir can take 20 minutes. Yeah. Then, again, we and this is really the focus of the shir, then in most places is the minig, if the Rav is giving a drosha, that the Rav stands up, yeah, after Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem, Mebeit Oilem Zon Zitzen, don't shake your head, I know we're going to be talking about monks, okay? We'll be talking about why monks changed the minig. And what was Minag Berlin?
Also in North Hendon, right? If the Rav's going to speak, they say Ashrei after.
Okay, so in North Hendon and in monks, the Minag has changed, and there is a discussion about Minag Berlin, and whether or not Rabbi Feldman changed the Minag. We'll get to all of that. That was the subject of Rabbi David Zulzbacher's shir. Okay, so he did the research, and later we'll hear about that probably not this time, but next time. But in most places, Drosha Sarav comes by Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem. Then there's one other thing that we do before Chatzi Kaddish, and that is Hinani He'oni Mimas. It's a long tefillah, yeah, and the Shliach Tzibur says Hinani He'oni Mimas before the Kaddish. Do you know something? I left something out. Before Ashrei, did I not write it down? Tkiah Shofar. Right, we finished Tkiah Shofar, and then the Chazan says Ashrei. Yeah, so Tkiah Shofar is also before Ashrei. I can't believe I didn't copy it down. I think when I was recopying it, I didn't mention it. So it's 14 items that we've got before Ashrei.
Simchas Torah. I don't know if you do where you are. We monks, there's a whole lot of things to say. Speak like almost all that.
Yes, there is.
One more thing.
Yes, Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, the piyutim about the Torah.
Right?
Of course. Yeah, Avraham Samach Simchas Torah, Moshe Zohar Simchas Torah, Moshe's ten names, etc., etc. So I'll check up the machzor for Simchas Torah, but we can put that in as well. So we've got Tkiah Shofar, you've got the piyutim on Simchas Torah, but that's all before Ashrei, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one more thing before Musaf, which you've forgotten, which you don't remember. You go over there in Shul, the chazan went on the bima and banged and complained about his wages because there was more money. It's a traditional time for Shul officials to complain about their wages.
Was this every Shabbos?
No, just was once in a while.
Okay, fine. For those of you who are online and can't hear, there was apparently a minag in Grove Lane Shul that the chazan, the Baal Kari as well?
No, just the chazan
used to complain about the level of his wages. Before was the minag before Ashrei or after Ashrei? I don't know. It's maybe a machlokes as well between the Prima Godim and the Shari Rachmim as to whether or not the chazan should complain about that. Okay, so that's really our list of what we do and the things that we do, and maybe between now and tomorrow, whenever it is, you might think of some other things.
So what's the
Shaila? What's the issue here? Okay, so let's learn the Mishnah. What was the question that I asked Reb Gershon Dunner that sparked the discussion and sparked the shiur? So, in Siman Reish Pei Dalet, we're learning Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. And in Sif Zayin, the Mechaber says, on the Shabbos where the Parshiyos are together, you say the HaTorah of the Parsha Shnia. Okay, that's fine, that's no gear this week, yeah? Parsha Shkolim. We'll say the HaTorah of Parsha Shkolim. This is now the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'nogu lahazkir acha Kriyas HaTorah nishmoy samesim. So Yizka, or Kemal Rachmim, says the Ramah, that we do that after Kriyas HaTorah. Ulevorech ha'oiskim b'tzorchei tzibur. And to make the bracha for the oiskim b'tzorchei tzibur would be the equivalent of our Misha Berach that we say after Yikum Purkon, which we're doing acha Kriyas HaTorah. Yeah? Kol mokom lefi minhogoi. And he brings that down from Rishonim, from the Shibboleth HaLeket and the Hagos Mordechai. Then he says, V'noagim loyma yukum porkon. It sounds like, I don't know what the minig was in Krakow in the Ramos Shul, but it sounds like they said the Misha Berach for the Oiskim B'tzorchei Tzibur before yukum porkon. Okay, but we're still before Ashrei. V'ein b'zeh mishum issa t'china b'Shabbos, to say yukum porkon on Shabbos to daven v'chai arichim, v'zayin revichim, etc. He says it's not a problem of issa t'china b'Shabbos, which is a discussion in itself. The gamke noigim loima overachmim, which we also do. Yeah, we say the overachmim except on those Shabbosos, but kilas hakoyde shemosru nafshom al kedushas Hashem. Yeah, uvchol yom she'ein oim rabbi tzikos chetzedek ein oim rabbi. So we don't say overachmim, and there are places where in certain during the sphira and certain Shabbosos where they do say overachmim, even if there's a choson there or whatever. Okay. And the same thing, if there's a chasna or a mila, yeah, there's a chasna in town, or there's a mila in the shul, then we won't say avarachmim. Same thing, there are places where you don't say avarachmim in chodesh rabat. Bimabi me'asfira, that's what we were talking about. Okay, zogda be'a heitev. This is Steve Cotton Hay. Borogolim. Shanoigim loima mishaberach lakavronim. He says there seems to be a mishaberach that they used to say for the Chevra Kadisha on Yom Tov. It says on Yomim Tovim, according to Ba'ahetev, there was a minig to say a mishaberach for the members of the Chevra Kadisha, lakavronim. Yoimroi koidem ashrei. You should say it before ashrei. Shalom lahafsik. Ben Kaddish Lashrei, and this is where we're getting to the point that we're coming to. Somehow there seems to be an inyan not to be mafsik between Ashrei and the Kaddish before Musaf. Listen to the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that you say all these things after Kriyas HaTorah, all these things that we just listed, of Rachmim, Kemal Rachmim, etc. Yeah, La Puke Achrei Acha Ashrei. All these things, when it says that you say them acha kriyas haTorah, says the Mishnah Berurah, say them only after Ashrei, to exclude them from not saying after Ashrei. Achrei Ashrei loy yoima shum dovo. After Ashrei, there shouldn't be anything in between. Vakda kaddish sha'omrim lefnei ha'omud koidun tefillah shmoneh esrei, because the kaddish before Musaf, the chatzi kaddish, hu koi al Ashrei sha'omah betchilo. The chatzi kaddish that we say before Musaf belongs, if you like, it belongs, it's the consequence of the ashrei that you said earlier. Valkenin lahafsik b'neim, and therefore don't make any break between them. I we say yahalalu. Yahalalu sha'imrim. Yeah, ain hafsik. He says that's not a minute, right? Say yahalalu. Hoy dolayat v'shamoyim. Take the Sefer Torah back. Mizmo l'dovid, the l'dovid mizmo. Uvnucha yoyma. Right? Even though, by the way, they are collections. Well, what's it called? Isn't L'dovid mizmo and mizmo l'dovid is a chapter of Tehillim. But the rest of them are collections of psukim. Uvnucha yoyma hasn't got more than two consecutive psukim in it. Nevertheless, he says that's not a hefsek, and he doesn't tell us why it's not a hefsek. But what he's saying is that if you say Ashrei, Yihalalu, Hoidoi, Uvnucha yoyma, then that's not called a hefsek. He says, Umash and Ishtar veva minig, and this is what we discussed earlier, that minig that has become common, She kesheyesh choyle, that when there's a choyle, Oichaz achazan ha sefer Torah biyodoi, that the chazan used to hold the sefer Torah, Achrei Ashrei, after Ashrei, Va'oimer meshaberach, and therefore he's making a hefsek bein Ashrei lekadesh lifnei ha'omad, that meshaberach for the choylem is a hefsek between Ashrei and the Kaddish, Shaloi Kedin Hu. He brings down Rishon the Prima Godim that you're doing something wrong. Okay. Now the question is, why are the things that we say Yahalalu and Overachmim, Hoidoi and Uvnucha Yoyma, why are they not a hefsek?
My understanding is that Kaddish always has to be said after Pesukim.
Yes.
And these presumably are Pesukim, whereas all these other special prayers that people have made up are not Pesukim.
But what he's saying is, Ashrei are the Pesukim that we're saying Kaddish on.
Yeah.
I've said Ashrei. And now I have to say a Kaddish. And the Kaddish should be the Kaddish on Ashrei, as close to Ashrei as possible, for Ein Lahafsik between the Ashrei and the Kaddish. And yet I'm saying Yahalalu, and I'm saying Hoidal Ezraim. I could do all that before Ashrei Lechoya, and as we'll find out in monks on certain occasions, and in North Hen and Adas, they do that. Yeah? So the question is, why am I breaking? So it says here, the Elia Rabba brings, right, that about Bris Mila on Yom Kippur. He says, why does the Elia Rabba in Tofret Sadi Aleph says, why do we do the Bris Mila on Yom Kippur Dafka before Ashrei? He says, Kadesh lo yeh hefsek ben Ashrei leKaddish, because that would be a hefsek between Ashrei and Kaddish. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, She'al Rabba hiskim shechein nochan la'asois mikamotamim. Says that the Mishnah Berurah says that the Elia Rabba found that was the right thing to do, to fix the time for Mila before Ashrei, mikamotamim, for many reasons, ach loy bia ma'atamim. He didn't tell us what the tamim are. And the truth is, unless we know what the tamim are, we're going to have problems. Right? Just one other thing that about the Tfilas Bahab. He brings down here the machlokes about whether saying it beforehand or whether saying it afterwards. And again, he says the machlokes between the poskim as to whether or not the tefillah for those who are going to be fasting, sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, whether that tefillah is a hefsek between Ashrei and L'choria, it is a hefsek. Nevertheless, there are some who say dafka before Ashrei because it's a hefsek. And then you've got the others who have a minig that it's not called a hefsek. And he brings down here in the Dirshu, he says that Reb Chaim Kanievsky was asked the question. And he was said, how can you say, those who hold Prima Godim, I think, and the Elia Rabba, who say that you should say the tefillah for those who are going to be fasting Bahab after Ashrei, isn't it a hefsek? And he writes here, I don't know the answer, but he writes here that he brings down the Isha Yisrael B'Shem Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shekiven Shenohagu Lavorech Acha Ashrei, seeing as the minig is that they do it, they make this brocha for Bahab after Ashrei, Hari Zeh Nechshav Tzorech Ve'ein Zeh Hefsek. It's considered a Tzorech and not a Hefsek. But L'choria, it is a hefsek. So my question is, and this is why I want to leave you with a question for the part two, which is, let's just have a look at the other things that we say there, okay? Besides the Misha Berach, according to the Levush and the Prima Godim, sorry, not the Elia Rabba, Levush Prima Godim, that you say that after Ashrei. What about Achenu Kobeis Yisrael? What is Rabbi Weinberg going to tell me as to why he was Kuvea to say Achenu Kobeis Yisrael Yeah, after Ashrei, before they take, give back the Sefer Torah. The Mishmur said a Mishberech L'Choyla is wrong. Don't do a Mishberech L'Choyla, he says. He brings down B'Shem the Prima Godim. It's mistaken. Now that's interesting, because he brings down B'Shem the Prima Godim that you should not make a Mishberech L'Choyla. Yet it's the Prima Godim who's got the minig to make the Mishberech for those who fast Bahab. So the Prima Godim himself, if you like, I don't know whether you call it a stira, yeah, but the Prima Godim is saying that tefillah for those who are Misanah Bahab, you can be mafsik after Ashrei. But for a Mishberech, for a Choyla, you can't be mafsik after Ashrei. You should have to do that beforehand. Yeah, we've got Yehallu Hoidu and Mizbel David of Nucha Yoima, all that, which it just says that's not considered a hefsik. But L'choyah, why isn't it a hefsek? And then there's Hinani Heoni Mimas, which I understand that the time for saying it is, but I would have thought maybe that seeing as the Kaddish goes on, as there are some, Rav Dov Zulzbacher, you could hear in his audience, that somebody called out that the reason why the Chazan says Hinani Heoni Mimas is because it's an extended form of Hashem Sefosai Tirtoch. It's a tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur, say, please, Ribbono Shloim, help me with my tefillah. I'm a Shliach Tzibur, I'm davening on behalf of the Tzibur today, therefore help me. So it's like Hashem Sosai Tiftach, which is great, and I agree with that. But in that case, say it after Kaddish. Hashem Sosai Tiftach, if it's part of the tefillah, and it's a tefillah, give me Siyata Deshmaya to daven, then the same way that I say Hashem Sosai Tiftach, Ufi Yagiti Losecha, after Kaddish, when I'm about to daven, therefore, the Shliach Tzibur Lechoy should either say it before the Quiet Shmon Esra, or maybe that's something that he should say by Hashem Sosai Tiftach before the loud Chazor HaSashatz. Why is it a Hefsek? If it's not a Hefsek, if it's a Tfilah ala Tfilah and you don't consider more Nafshech, but where does it come in before the Kaddish? Before the Kaddish Lechoyah, that should be a Hefsek. And the final thing which I want to look at, and that we'll be discussing in Mirat Shem mainly, is I've got five local Minhogim, as far as I know, as to when the Rav says his drosha on Shabbos. Yeah? But in most places, I think around the world, most places that I've davened, if a Rav gives a drosha on the Shabbos, it's after Chadesh Shemeinu Kekedem. That's when the Tzibur sits down, and the Bar Mitzvah boy stands up in front of the Rav, and he gives his drosha, and he hands him his singer's prayer book, etc. Yeah? But the fact is that most places, as far as I know, but there are other Minhogim, and there are other Minhogim which L'Choyra were instituted in order to try and avoid this break between Ashrei and Uvnuchoyim, Ashrei and the Kaddish before Musaf. But L'Choyra, they don't necessarily work for various reasons. But Lineda, we'll look, Yitz Shem, next time at two things. We're going to look at one is, are we makpid to be makpid? Are we makpid to break between Ashrei and Kaddish the rest of the week? What about the weekdays? Yeah. And what about Shabbos Mincha and times like that? Yeah? Ashrei Volatian and that sort of thing. That's one. And the second thing is to look at the various minhagim of when the Rav says the drosha in various shuls and to see how that fits in with what we've been learning, Lagaba, the Eliraba, the Prima Godim, and the Mishnah Berurah.
There's a parallel divergence between what shuls do on a day when there's laney but no tachlum.
Oh boy, sorry, if I can say Kaddish Rabbanon, then we can discuss.